36.
We have a secret guest. A secret guest on the telephone right now, Dick.
Okay.
You can ask questions of this nice lady on the phone right now.
And
you have to you have to identify who it is. Hello.
It's a lady.
Hello.
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 Brenda Lee. Hello.
Hello again.
Hello again.
You need to ask a question, Dick. This is how it works here, okay?
All right. Okay. Are you from here in Des Moines?
No, I'm not.
Are you an entertainer?
No, I'm not.
I'm stuck. I'm stuck. Okay. Do I know you? How long have I known you?
All of my life.
All of your life. Are you a relative?
I am.
That's one I don't know about. Here's one that got by me. Relative. And you live, did you say you lived here in Des Moines? You don't live here in Des Moines.
I don't live here in Des Moines.
You live in California?
I do.
Okay, can't be my ex-wife. She's suing me. No, I'm kidding you. I'm kidding you.
Hi, Dad.
I can't believe I can't believe I didn't recognize my own daughter. God, you are growing up, aren't you? How you doing, sweetheart?
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, sweetheart. This is my daughter, everybody, Jennifer. She lives in California. She writes books with her mother, my ex-wife, and doing very well at it. Just had a baby, didn't you, sweetie?
I did. Kendall Brooke.
Kendall Brooke. How's Kendall doing?
She's doing wonderful. She's 6 months old and has 2 new bottom teeth. And is just growing like crazy, and she's the love of my life.
Isn't that funny you talk about her 2 bottom teeth, and my brother, sitting out in the lobby, lost 2 upper teeth last week.
Be her uncle.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, my brother.
Jennifer, isn't it interesting? Because I think as parents, we always hear our kids as, you know, in their little kids' voices. I do the same thing. Yeah. I do the same thing. I don't recognize my 17-year-old.
Yeah, it's tough. I would have never gotten that until you said it, Maxie. Malcolm?
The suspense was killing me.
Well, Jennifer, it must be quite a thing to know that your dad has spent 40 years on KIOA in Des Moines. How does that make you feel?
I'm just so proud of my dad. He has done so much. He's been bringing music, good music, to Des Moines for 40 years, and it just blows my mind. I remember when I was a little girl, my dad and I would go get a chili dog and some fries and a Coke from George's at Chili King on a Saturday night, and then we would head down to the radio station, and that was a long time ago, and he would give me the list of songs that needed to be played for the hour, and I would go collect the 8 tracks, which made it a lot, an armful. So I just remember, a lot of memories with my dad and a lot of them being associated with KIOA and just good memories.
Well, that's great. That's great. Thanks for calling in today, Jennifer.
No problem, Dad. I love you so much, and congratulations for your success. And I just love you so much, and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love you, too.
See you later, Jennifer. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Jen.